So they lied to us states by means of their propaganda mechanisms. This is what states do, as if they told the truth. How could we be kept in check? And checked we must be for states to direct our energy and play the game of global supremacy. Is a global supremacy game necessarily totalitarian? And I raise that question because in that one of the shows I linked to and asked folks to check out in anticipation of reading together Wallerstein's Does Capitalism Have a Future? I noticed the question, why is a wage work system necessarily totalitarian? And so I'm realizing that there's other questions that are packed in that, which is, if it's global, isn't it by definition totalitarian? And it's always been the power's ambition to make their system global, as we're going to talk about in the next few minutes here. So we're going to be considering that question, is a global supremacy game necessarily totalitarian, recalling that it means a single pattern of thought imposed across all social institutions. And that's what this show has been trying to expose, that's exactly what we have, what the world we have is a single pattern of thought imposed across all social institutions. And there's a related question that's up for me. What does it mean if the reality we live in is totalitarian, because it's global, because it admits no alternatives, what does it mean to have a revolution in a world class system? And the Ukraine is obviously at the foremost of my mind, but not she alone. There are many today and many that have gone before who walk the very road that the Ukraine walks today. The US, France, Haiti, Russia, China, Cuba, Rwanda, Somalia, Venezuela, Tunisia, Egypt, to name perhaps the best known since the advent of the global system, quote unquote. It seems that no matter what a state does, it becomes what it was before the quote unquote revolution, a term apt, as it's from the Latin, to roll back. The leaders but need, and that's leaders in quotes, the so-called rulers, but need an external, because every state got them, right? Right? I mean, they rank them within themselves too, because Paul Kagame may be a mass murderer and a socio-globalist. What's the right way to put him? I mean, he's a sociopath right up there with the top sociopaths in history. But he's still of a lower rank compared to the probably a lot of folks we don't even know about. But I guess I'll throw in Gates and Angela Merkel and the people who control the global financial banks. So every state has its so-called rulers waiting. And the global state will give them whatever they need to restore the rule of hierarchy, make sure that they are part of that global state system, to restore them to statesmanship, because everybody who wants to be a leader, it seems, wants to be a player. This is why we emphasize in this show, all of us have to regain our leadership capacities. And it's just starting down the road, and you get there. I'm living testimony, because I know when I started out, I hadn't claimed my voice. I was starting to. But the more you want your voice, the more you honor your body, you are welcome down that path. It's returning to what we had when we were born. Because we're all born real powerful. All of us.